It's Matt Spiegel.
Hey, now that the new year is here, people everywhere have resolved to make 2017 a better, healthier year. A great way to start is by getting a good night's sleep. But for those of us who suffer from sleep apnea, it can be difficult to get the restful sleep you need. If you or a loved one have sleep apnea and can't get relief from CPAP, there is another treatment option available. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. So start the new year off right. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Be disappointed.
The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 51, where the Atlanta Falcons take on the New England Patriots. Listen live from Houston starting at 3 p.m. Sunday on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Batacola. Don't miss your chance to watch Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Only 5 home games remain, and tickets are limited. Buy now at nusports.com.
Certainly a disappointing way to go into the break, and I had a great challenge here on the stretch here, 6 in a row on the road against some tough teams. And
that's Joel Quenneville, and his Blackhawks dropped 2 before the All-Star break on home ice by a combined score of 10-5. Now, tonight, they start a 6-game road trip in San Jose. The Hawks hit 4 points behind the Wild. Puck drops at 9:30. NBA, the Bulls start their multi-game road trip tomorrow at OKC. Taj Gibson practiced today. He's expected to play. Denzel Valentine was sent down to the D-League. He'll play the next 3 games with the Windy City Bulls. NFL, Bears wide receivers coach Curtis Johnson is leaving the team. And Sporting News reported earlier today that assistant special teams coach Richard Hightower is likely to leave and join Kyle Shanahan's staff in San Francisco. Baseball, Cubs play-by-play man Pat Hughes won the Ring Lardner Award for excellence in journalism, and the Cardinals will lose their top 2 picks and pay Houston $2 million for hacking into their database. College hoops tonight, Illinois takes on Wisconsin. Coverage on The Score starts at 7:30. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rose and Hyundai of Algonquin, where you save a fistful of dollars. You know, you'll never bite a better burger than a Bubba. From backyard barbecues to tailgating for the big game, Bubba Burger is always the quality and convenience you can trust. Find Bubba Burger in your local grocer's freezer today. I'm Matt Batacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, the radio home of Super Bowl 51. This Sunday when the Falcons take on the Patriots. Listen Sunday for all the coverage on Chicago's number one rated sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz and Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Regulators, mount up. We'll call you.
Matt Miller.
He's everywhere you want to be. Don't leave home without him.
NFL and NFL draft lead analyst for Bleacher Report.
There were so many first, second, third round quality players.
Breaking down the NCAA and the NFL.
They looked overmatched. They looked like they did not want to play. And then the second half came around and he really rallied them.
Matt Miller.
It's time to go eat, baby.
Matt Miller with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
A year ago at this time, this man was sitting across from Terry Bores and me at a table at Radio Row in downtown San Francisco. Matt Miller at NFL Draft Scout on Twitter. He of Bleacher Report currently at Radio Row in Houston. And he joins us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Home Run In Pizza, the natural choice for the big game. And the big game is upcoming. And Matt, I have to tell you that it's usually I look at these, they say, yeah, well, I don't know. It might be. I'm actually really excited for this game just for football reasons because it looks like it could be good.
Yeah, I am too. You know, finally get to see two offenses that match up pretty well against some underrated defenses. And it's always fun when the Patriots are in a Super Bowl. Like, I was thinking about this the other day. Since the year 2000, every year the Patriots are in the Super Bowl, it's exciting. Like, whether you love or hate the Patriots, like, they've been in some really good games. So hopefully this one lives up to it. But I'm sad you guys aren't here. 2 years ago I was with Goff. A year ago I was with you. I was hoping we could get the gang together this week.
Well, I mean, you know, we can fly down there Friday night, hang out with you until about Saturday morning, get back to the baby. I got to ask you this. You mentioned the Patriots. How do you beat them? If you can, and I know, you know, you get the stock answers of put pressure on the quarterback, be physical with their wide receivers at the line of scrimmage, get turnovers, but is there a blueprint that anybody this season has gotten away with for a quarter or two quarters that maybe the Falcons could put together in the biggest game of the year?
I think you look at what Houston did, and that's like the best blueprint is you want to make Brady move. And like you said, like, we could BS all day about it. You got to pressure the quarterback. Yes, that's the NFL. You want to pressure the quarterback and you want to throw off the timing of the routes. But just it's as simple as getting Brady to have to move. He climbs the pocket as well as any quarterback in the history of the game. What he doesn't do well is move laterally. So you look at guys like Vic Beasley rushing off that right edge of the offensive line. He has to have a big game because he has to get Brady. You know, you want to pinch Brady and squeeze from the sides a little bit, but you also want to try to collapse the interior of the pocket. So Vic Beasley has to have a big game off the edge. Grady Jarrett and Rashid Hageman have to have a bigger game on the inside because you got to cut off that ladder where Brady can step up and climb. You got to cut that off at the head so that he can't do that because that's where he's so dangerous, and those crossing routes that they run are super dangerous there because he'll step up and find Julian Edelman, you know, wide open, scooting across the middle of the field.
Getting the head of Kyle Shanahan for a moment, and if you're not trying to find Bay Area real estate, you are also trying to find out matchups. He is a matchup-oriented coordinator. Where are they, and when are they against this stingy defense?
Yeah, trying to find his backpack and matchups, right?
Nice. That's a great story, too.
Oh, it's amazing. The matchup is opposite Malcolm Butler. So it's going to be interesting to see, does Malcolm Butler follow Julio Jones? Because, you know, he's going to want to jam Julio, you know, be up all in his face. And that's going to be a great matchup, of course. But from the other side of the field, you know, can you get that matchup with Mohamed Sanu on Logan Ryan? Or can you try to take advantage of someone like Eric Rowe, who the Patriots traded for this year and has had a little bit of success there? So I think you have to go opposite Butler. Probably going to see Devin McCourty helping on that other side of the field a lot, which could open things up for Julio over the top. So how they move the secondary, that chess match for the Patriots, is going to be probably the most interesting thing to me in the first quarter of. What do you do with Julio? Because even in games where he's been slowed down this year, the Falcons still win. So if you try to bracket coverage him with McCourty over the top and Butler jamming him, then you leave some of your average corners like Logan Ryan and Eric Rowe. They're isolated then because Patrick Chung is a great coverage safety. So it's going to be crazy to see, you know, what does Kyle scheme up because he's so aggressive and so good at anticipating things. But you have the ultimate schemer, Bill Belichick, on the other side of the field. So this is like, you know, a nerd's wet dream, just thinking about how these two are going to scheme each other.
Isn't that every dream? Le'Veon Bell, they only had to deal with him for a quarter before he went out with the groin. And you look at Tevin Coleman and Devontae Freeman, it might be the best running back combination in the game, not only because of what they do with the ball in their hands, but what they do when they can split those two guys out. No Jamie Collins, of course, because they traded him. Is this going to be the matchup that Kyle Shanahan could exploit? Who's going to cover them out of the backfield? Do you have to allocate a safety? Do you have to, you know, ask Dante Hightower to run with those guys? What do you think is going to happen there?
Yeah, you don't want Hightower doing it, that's for sure. I think what you can do is get Patrick Chung involved. Because Atlanta doesn't have very good tight ends, you don't have to worry as much about them. So you could have Patrick Chung help. You could also use, you know, under-the-radar guys like a Landon Roberts, the rookie linebacker from Houston, who has great speed. You know, they've had some success with Kyle Van Noy, who they picked up in a trade with Detroit. Those guys can run. So what you don't want, you know, Hightower is going to be your run stuffer. You don't really want him tracking guys that fast down the field. So I think the key for the Patriots defense, probably going to be a lot of blitzes because you want to keep Matt Ryan off balance, off rhythm. So that's the way I would try to beat him up is just, you know, bring delayed pressure, try to shoot those A-gaps. But then you have to have guys like Chung running that alley to take away those little checkdowns that they haven't. You know, Tevin Coleman could be the difference maker because, you know, you could put him out at wide receiver and he can run routes on you. So he's somebody that you know, Belichick, the cliche is, you know, he's going to take somebody away. But that Atlanta offense has like four guys you got to try to take away. So on a defense that, like you said, Jamie Collins is gone, Chandler Jones is gone. You only have so many resources. Where is he going to allocate those to stopping all these weapons that they have?
And as much as we geek out on this, I also think that something that would make me mindful is if I'm calling plays for Atlanta, I am not going to lose this game without making sure that Julio Jones has a number of times he's going to touch the ball. However, I got to do it. And whether it's jet sweep, whether it's zero route, smoke route, or jump balls, and they're going to roll everything over to his side. I understand that, and they're going to say we'd rather have Sanu beat us, but that's a special player with special skills with the ball in his hands, and I'm going to figure it out because the last thing I want to say to myself is I could have tried to get that player the ball more.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think that has to be Kyle's mindset, and what's. I don't know if the people like in the national media have talked enough about how great he is at getting Julio involved and getting him touches, especially during this playoff run against them. You know, like you play Green Bay and you know, okay, their weakness is their secondary. Let's go right at them. You know, it wasn't, oh, let's set the run up so that we could pass. Like they came out just throwing the ball and attacking. And I think we're probably going to see some of that same thing against New England. You know, you're going to want to hold on to the ball, but obviously you have to score points to you know, go against the Tom Brady team because they're capable to put 40 on you. So you definitely have to be attacking and aggressive, and that starts with getting Julio involved early. And he's so powerful and fast with the run-after-catch abilities. If you like you said, you could throw those zero routes or those smoke routes. You could throw slants on third down because he is so good with the ball in his hands.
I know we're only in the second day of the media hype, but what's been the story since you touched down? What has been the most talked about thing, whether it be where Kyle Shanahan's going to end up or what's going on with Tom Brady once he meets up with Roger Goodell if they win again? What's been the most talked about story in the last 48 hours down there?
You know, the Brady and Goodell thing is huge, but the thing that everyone's talking most about is, you know, John Lynch, now the general manager of the 49ers. Like, that's... I've probably been asked more about that in the last 2 days. It's easy to forget you're down here covering a game, you know, because everybody's talking about the rest of the league right now. You know, talk about the game will probably start to heat up over the next few days, but I think right now everyone's still trying to figure out, like, okay, what? How does this reverberate through the league?
You know, how is it?
Yeah, and going from the booth.
You say you've been talking about it a lot. What have you been saying?
I mean, I'm surprised as everybody else. You know, I had heard there was a surprise candidate out there. I had no idea it was John Lynch. So it's how quickly this came together is fascinating. You know, the way I heard it, Lynch tells John Elway he'd, you know, like to follow in his footsteps basically and get out of the booth and work for a team. Elway is buddies with Jed York, so he calls him and gets him in a meeting. And it's just, you know, it's this circle of life in the NFL. It all comes back to John Elway with the 49ers right now, you know, to have Kyle Shanahan there.
Right.
Elway and John both played for Kyle's dad, Mike. And now you have Adam Peters, the director of college scouting, going from Denver to San Francisco to be the VP of player personnel. And it's like they're trying to duplicate this, you know, Denver environment. So it's kind of fascinating. You know, I think that's one of the things that everybody's talking about down here is that you call it nepotism or the good old boy network or whatever it is. It's just that in the NFL, I mean, you know, there are very few people and they each have their little branch of the tree and it's hard to find someone who doesn't come up through that system.
What are your takeaways from the Senior Bowl this year? You've been to a bunch of them. It's one of those important scouting marking points. What'd you get from it?
You know, I actually thought this was a pretty boring year, and I would blame the coaching staff for that. You know, the Browns one day spent 45 minutes on special teams, and this is an event that's supposed to highlight one-on-ones. And so the Browns did a better – or excuse me, the Bears did a better job of tempo, but there was a lot of standing around. Like, the practices were pretty laid back. You know, last year it was Dallas and Jacksonville. So you had Jason Garrett's staff and Gus Bradley's staff. Those practices were crisp. I mean, they were great. A few years before that, we had the Raiders, and their practices were really good. So this year, it was kind of just this, like, lackadaisical atmosphere. So the practices weren't great, but there were standout players. I mean, O.J. Howard from Alabama is a freak at tight end. He looks like a top-10 player every time he steps on the field. Hassan Reddick from Temple made himself quite a bit of money. He's a linebacker. He can rush the quarterback. He played in the middle of the field some. And the receiver class looked good. Zay Jones from East Carolina. Kid who has a single season reception record had a great week. Cooper Kupp from Eastern Washington had a great week. So it was a good group of players. The coaches just didn't put them in a great situation to try to highlight their skills.
All right, what can you tell me about Obi Melifonwu?
He's tall, man. He's like 6'4", 220.
He's like George Iloka?
Yeah, kind of like George Iloka, but a little more fluid. Okay. So he had a good week. Here's the thing. Like, I was sitting with Matt Bowen, who you guys know really well, and you know, everybody's raving about this guy's height and how well he moves. And, you know, Bowen with his, you know, his Bush Light voice, leans over, he's like, man, I wish you played the ball better. Like, man, everybody's like going crazy about this kid, and Bowen's ripping him for not high pointing the ball better. So, you know, it's true, though. You know, he is a freak athlete. And I think that sometimes at the Senior Bowl, it's easy to get biased because you're seeing that guy live, and you don't want to bump a guy up or down the board too much just because you saw him in person. So with Obi, like, he was a good player in the season, but I need to see him be better in coverage. And as is often the case, when you're 6'4", 220, you're not going to have that twitchiness in your hips. You're not going to have the fluid feet. So he did look good in his transitions and stuff, but I think some of the hype or seeing coming out of Mobile is a little too much right now.
Yeah, and the story we made reference to, some people saying, what was that line about the backpack and Kyle Shanahan? Apparently, longtime columnist Art Spander, who's been a guest on the show, accidentally grabbed a look-alike backpack that happened to be that of Kyle Shanahan instead of his own, and it contained their full playbook, game plan, everything. And I guess when Shanahan sat down at one of the tables at the media gathering, there was a bit of a crisis, and there was a crisis eventually averted when Art Spander realized he had grabbed the secret backpack.
All of a sudden, everybody in the SEC was going to have the game plan.
Right. I mean, or you ransom it to Belichick, and you know, you end up in witness protection in Uruguay or something, you know. But that's an unbelievable story.
And some, you know, fans are out there like, oh, Belichick put him up to it. You know, somebody's going to, especially if the Falcons lose Sunday night, the conspiracy theories will only grow from this.
Yeah, were copies made? What was the chain of custody and all that? Oh,
right.
Man, here we go. All right, we will talk when we have next, when we have a Super Bowl champion, Matt.
Crazy, right? Season's already over.
I know. Well, your season's never. Yours is just beginning. So I know we'll speak again soon. Have fun.
Thanks, guys. See you.
Matt Miller at NFL Draft Scout and of Bleacher Report.
I know, you know, you say make your decision right after the game so you aren't swayed
by
anything.
As soon as you know the combatants, make your call.
There's a lot of fool's gold in those championship games. You know, I mean, and
I'm not saying judge them by the championship games.
No, I know, but I'm just saying there's some people out there who may think Chris Hogan is going to have a Julio Jones-type game again, or Mohamed Sanu is going to be the most targeted guy. I think the Stars are going to win this game. I think the Stars are going to be right there on center stage for you. You know, sometimes you get those games where you're hoping for. I'll never forget. It was the Boston Lakers game 7, where Rasheed Wallace had to start for the Celtics because Perkins got hurt. And you know, Kobe.
That means you were starting the wrong guy.
Yeah,
in the first
right,
place.
Right. Kobe had a meh game, and Pau Gasol had a pretty damn good game.
Is that one of the Robert Horry games?
No, no, no. This is pretty recent. I think this is their last championship with the Lakers. And Kobe had a decent game, but he got a bunch of boards. It was like, oh, look at Kobe rebound, and they're like, no, I want to see Kobe score 40. Right. Like, this is one of those games I think that you're going to get, you know, full on Julio, like
that's
full
why
on
I brought
Tom
it up.
Brady, like full on Matt Ryan. Ryan. I don't think there's going to be a bunch of bums deciding this thing for you. And you probably don't know a lot of guys on the Falcons roster anyway.
All right, 2010. So 7 years ago was that one.
Okay. Yeah, like Kobe shot like 8 for 30 or something like that, if I'm not mistaken. And you're sitting there like, come on, man. Like, it's game 7. Like, I need this out of you. This is the last game I'm going to watch this season. I want my star to shine. So I think if you're thinking Mohamed Sanu or Chris Hogan are going to be the guys that take the Super Bowl MVP trophy, I'm hoping that it's one of these other guys who you've been watching all season long, like, you know, the robot that is Julio Jones, or the good story that Matt Ryan is. I don't know how many Super Bowl MVPs have actually won the MVP in the season. I believe it's like maybe 3 or 4 guys, maybe like Staubach or somebody like that. It hadn't been that many guys, but the stories that go along with it. I want to see the stars actually shine this game and not just the other guys.
Even the flavor of the month thinks that Chris Hogan is the flavor of the month, right?
You know he played lacrosse for 3 years before transferring to Monmouth?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah, we got you.
I keep being told that. Yes. But he didn't chase rabbits. I don't know that he's catching rabbits. That video you showed me yesterday of those guys in Florida, in the cane fields.
Yeah.
Well,
some people text
that's
up.
Crazy.
They were, you know, raining on my rabbit chasing parade, saying they're all golf, their hearts explode after a while. So that's why they can't keep up that kind of stamina. That's why it's easy to catch them. I'm like, all right, you go catch them. You go catch a couple of rabbits and bring them on over. I'll get the pot started. You go catch them. We'll make some rabbit stew.
Yeah, I understand they're not known. Yeah, he's coming too. Rabbit stew. He's going to be there.
Rabbit Randy.
They're not known for stamina. It's short bursts, and if you can get them in the open and
still
chase them around, yeah.
It's
still adapted to get away from predators at top speeds, but
we're still celebrating the Italian stallion chasing around a broke leg chicken in a backyard somewhere in 1978 or whatever the hell that movie came out. Then damn it, I can celebrate the brothers chasing rabbits.
This email from G Money is that Jason is right. That was the worst game 7 ever,
dude.
Yeah,
like now that I think about it, it's giving me the heebie-jeebies again because Rasheed Wallace was out there. He might as well have had a suit on because he couldn't run up and down the court. I think Paul Pierce didn't even have a good game. I think the player of that game was like Pau Gasol. And he had like 20 something in like 15 or 20 and 12. But every rebound Kobe got, because you could tell the broadcast.
The broadcast
was like, look at Kobe gutting it out after
doing whatever has to be done.
Right? And I'm like, no. I want you to do one thing. I want you to score. I want 40 out of you. This is game 7. This is legacy talk here. This is rings with all the S's at the end of your shirt. I need you to go off. So hopefully the Super Bowl will pay off in that manner.
Kobe finished with 23 points. That led the way in that, but he was 6 of 24.
6 of 24.
Ow.
In a game 7 that everyone, like, it's Lakers-Celtics. Like, that's heritage NBA, you know, get it on rivalry.
Magic has to start at center his rookie year.
Paul Pierce was 5 of 15, 18 points.
This is
awful.
This is
Kevin Garnett, Garnett had a solid game. 8 of 13, 17 points.
Yeah, this is Garnett, this is Pierce, this is Rondo, this is Kobe, this is Powell. I mean, you're talking about the stage set for NBA history, and this dude goes out there and gets like 13 rebounds and he shoots 24 shots.
Is everybody drunk? Six,
I don't know. It's L.A. Maybe they have L.A. flu. I don't know.
Like doing tequila shots at halftime or something. I don't know.
And then Mirotic, he learned that Rajon Rondo would be a great teammate from that game because he's one of the greatest teammates Nikola has ever been around in his life.
They got to stop allotting space for writing some of this stuff.
Hey, the young dudes, Rajon got, you know, his wish. The young dudes have gotten more ink in the last 3 days than, like, if you want to know what Denzel Valentine.
Denzel's getting it in Hoffman Estates is part of the problem. The ink is there. He's just at the Sears Center.
At what point can you stop sending first-round picks to the D-League? Like, I understand if you want to get Chris Felicio.
Have a number of options, like in baseball?
Yeah, some minutes for Chris, you know, some minutes for Paul Zipser. But when Bobby Portis and now Denzel Valentine are getting those D-League minutes, and my guy last night on TNT, Marquise Chris, with 20 and 8.
You're right.
Like,
you called it.
I'm just saying, you know, Jimmy Butler's a long time ago. You're sending dudes to the D-League. These are supposed to be the guys that are ready to play NBA basketball, right? Your big-time college basketball
big
seniors.
Big programs, mature kids.
What's going on here? These are the guys that are ready. These are press play dudes.
Yeah, they draft too many guys who suck is the problem. That's not a recipe for success. No. It's a recipe for disaster. This is Bernstein.
Not to mention Denzel's got Boar's face
on the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Home of the amazing Santa Fe Sport.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute.
Lots of talk about who the NFL's GOAT is at quarterback, especially this week. And I'll admit, for the longest time, I didn't have to think about it. It was Joe Montana. Four Super Bowl wins, no losses, not even a single interception in those four games. And no one anywhere was more clutch. The bigger the stage, the better he played. It was like he could just dial it up consciously whenever he had to. So to me, it was Joe and everybody else. Now, I'm here to tell you, Tom Brady's four rings are even more impressive than Joe's four, even if it took him six games to get them. In fact, it's because it took him six games to get them. This is this cat's seventh Super Bowl. So to me, regardless of what happens on Sunday, Brady is already the GOAT. But if he wins a fifth, nobody anywhere can say Jack. I'm Jim Rome.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Are you an interesting, fun, single person wishing to meet other interesting, fun, single people? Are you thinking you'd like to have someone special in your life? Well then, that's the sort of thing that usually works itself out on its own. And speaking of working out, that's how it might happen. You might be working out and meet the person you've been hoping for right there at the gym. She'll be over on the mat stretching with her yoga ball, while you're on the machines working a specific muscle group, let's say, deltoids. She'll casually walk past, sipping from her reusable water bottle, when she stops to ask you about circuit training, or resistance training, anyway, some sort of training. Well, one thing leads to another, and soon, you're spotting each other for sets of 15. Before you know it, you'll both be sprinting down the aisle. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your It's Just Lunch matchmaker will personally get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. Stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? We shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here! Ah!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate. We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize
she's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes, so be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
CBS Sunday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Premiering CBS Thursday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. Series premiere CBS Thursday after the Big Bang Theory.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son? Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth.
You're supposed to be on my side.
I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Vanicola. Don't miss your chance to watch Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Only five home games remain, and tickets are limited. Buy now at nusports.com. The Blackhawks start a six-game road trip tonight in San Jose. Puck drops at 9:30. NBA, the Bulls start their multi-game road trip tomorrow at OKC. Taj Gibson practiced today and is expected to play. Denzel Valentine was sent down to the D-League. He'll play the next three games with the Windy City Bulls. NFL Bears wide receivers coach Curtis Johnson is leaving the team, and the Sporting News reported earlier today that assistant special teams coach Richard Hightower is likely to leave and join Kyle Shanahan's staff in San Francisco. Baseball, Cubs play-by-play announcer Pat Hughes won the Ring Lardner Award for Excellence in Journalism, and the Cardinals will lose their top two draft picks and pay Houston $2 million for hacking into their database. College hoops tonight on The Score. Illinois takes on Wisconsin, coverage starting at 7:30. The security leader for over 140 years. Trust ADT to protect your home, family, and all you care about. When you have ADT security, it's more than a sign in your yard. It's a line in the sand. Visit ADT.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, the radio home of Super Bowl 51 this Sunday when the Falcons take on the Patriots. Listen Sunday for all the coverage on Chicago's number one rated sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Would you like a pair of tickets to the Progressive International Motorcycle Show? Well, if you would, be caller 6 right now to the Scores contest line, 312-591-6700. You get that pair. The show will be held February 10th through 12th at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. For more details, visit motorcycleshow.com.
See what happens when you protest?
Uh-huh. And we're not done. Yeah, protest works.
Mm-hmm.
Protest works. That's right. Resist.
Peaceful.
Resist Nick Shepkowski. And
I like opposition. I like
better
being
than resist.
Yeah, I like being the opposition.
Well, you're part of the opposition party. You're in the media.
Oh, yeah.
You are part of the official opposition party. And later on in the show, we are going to give away a Masterbuilt electric smoker. That's the stuff right there. You got to be listening if you want to win.
I've already got some people that I know who are lining up next to their phones. Like,
is that right?
Hey, I heard about the smoker y'all giving away.
I didn't know that the electrical version would pass muster in the community.
Hey, listen, I a couple of my guys who do some pretty heavy lifting when it comes to cooking and getting meats ready and prepared for the grill and smokers, you know, they're down. So my guy Mike B, my guy George, my buddy Joe, I'm sure he's listening right now. Those guys handle a lot of meat. So I'm sure they'll be down with the electric smoker. So Dwayne Wade, he had some things to say. We read them to you, but here's long form what Dwayne Wade has to say about the Charles Barkley, LeBron James situation.
Thank God he finally said something. You know, LeBron, you know, a lot of guys take a lot of shots at him. For whatever reason, he's always been all the great players in the game. He just has kept his mouth closed and, you know, continue to focus on what he needs to. But that's about time he said something, man. You know, guys ride them, especially ex-players, you know. When you got a history, you know, when you can go and Google your history, you need to be a little careful with what you say. And sometimes when guys get a microphone in front of their face, they just talk and talk and talk and forget about their history. We all are, you know, make that mistake, but especially that guy on TV, he acts like he was just walked on water. And I like the fact that Brian called him out, you know, and told him about himself a little bit. You know, and just humble yourself. You know, LeBron is who he is. We all have flaws, but when your flaws are a little bit more, then you should shut up.
That guy on TV, didn't even use his name.
And basketball champions, it's a different ring of honor than other sports, because other sports, you know, there's more of a team, not more of a team game, but we know in basketball, if you're the star, you're probably the reason why your team won a championship that year. And that's why people came down on LeBron so hard when he did the not two, not three, not four, not five, not six thing before he had won anything. These are the same guys that came down on him. So now that he's a part of that fraternity, you know, and Dwayne Wade, who was a part of that fraternity before LeBron got there, and now they're kind of closing ranks as far as champions are concerned. And, you know, a guy that's being excluded is a guy that you can see, what, every couple of nights a week on TNT.
This is Bob in Cedar Lake. A call from a Bob on the Scores Afternoon Show.
Hello, boys.
Hey, Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Hey, Jace, congratulations on Shorty. I haven't talked to you since you left Speak, and I just want to say that you guys are absolutely fantastic together.
Thank you, Bob.
Nice of you to
say. Off to a great start. Don't mess it up.
Okay, I was looking at some of these prop bets, fellas, and I saw that Julio Jones is 8-1 to win the MVP. Obviously, Brady and Ryan are like even money,
mm-hmm.
but I see that possibility maybe happening.
Well, I mean, I think you might have a case for a guy winning the MVP in a losing effort as well. I mean, what was
absolutely.
That? Terrell Owens. When Terrell Owens had that Eagles thing where he, you know, came back off the broken leg and go for like 12 and a buck 60 or something like that, and they lost the game. I think Julio Jones is that kind of talent where he can go for 8 and 200 yards and lose the game.
And you know what? If you're looking at that bet, Bob, you're wondering that perhaps if they trail early, you know, if Atlanta's a tight game and playing with a lead, they're going to be more likely to use the dual attack running game. If they're down and Belichick falls back into a shell defense, you could have a relatively low impact, crazy stat game for Julio.
Yes.
Thank you, Bob.
At 8-1, why not? Why not plunk a hundo down on that, right?
There you go, Bob.
Yeah, you're a big shooter.
You get discretionary income, you're good. You know?
I am not a gambler, so
Neither am I.
I always have to give that caveat that I'm probably not the person to be dispensing some of this advice. I think Danny Parkins or
Joe Ostrowski.
Yeah, Joe O, some of these guys.
Shep every once in a while.
That do more of that might
be. Well, Shep's got other responsibilities these days. He's a married man. He's got no time for that. Happy birthday to our Nick Shepkowski, by the way. He's 31 years old. not going to get a whole hell of a lot better.
Maybe he will. He's at 35 yet. Once you cross that 35 threshold, that's when it's all downhill.
For yeah.
Me. Like, start falling apart and everything.
Gambling is like smoking cigarettes for me. Like, I did it a couple of times.
Yep.
Never got hooked. Don't think about it very often. But if I'm drinking, I might do it again. You know what I mean? Like, I can't tell you the last time I smoked a cigarette. But, like, I opened a Bovada account because my boys had some. And they were like, yo, get in on these games. I'm like, all right, cool. And then I throw $50 or $100 in there and lose my money by the end of the weekend. I'm like, you know what? I don't need to do this anymore.
I'm not good at it. When it comes to gambling, that... I get no joy from winning money, and I am miserable when I lose it. It's not off. Some people get
winning.
A rush. Yeah. Relief is different than joy.
Okay.
It's a relief of not having lost it.
Okay.
And
I got you.
And look, I know that as for a sound personal business plan, there is risk involved in investing.
Right.
And always has been. And even with that, you know, I've got friends who are like, yeah, hey, we're starting this business. We're going to do this, and this. And here, give us this amount of money and give us this amount of money. And every once in a while, if everything is timed right, I'll take a flyer on something in a business investment. Mm-hmm. But generally, that I get the same feeling.
You're thinking about
some guys, and generally, some the wealthiest people are almost like great gamblers in their ability to not worry and to assess risk. I mean, outside the quant guys, I mean, the real hardcore University of Chicago math guys, you know, that's a different level. But
they got the cheat codes.
You know what, though? What's happening with sports gambling? This might be a topic for another time. This new Sirius network that's starting, VSiN.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that pop up yesterday in the social feed.
And I couldn't say because I had some agreements in place, but when you were asking about Brent Musburger last week, about why, what's the timing of this? And this has been in the works for a while. The VSiN network's been in the works for a while. And I know some of the people who are invested in it and have known about the plans for a long, long time. And it's what their take on sports gambling is. This isn't like, I'm a guy, I got the luck in a week. You know, don't fade me, bro. It is math and science. It's analytics. That they are approaching this from a sports analytics perspective, looking at the way their lines are actually set. You know, we picture Ace Rothstein just having a hunch, but these are our MBAs. These are the same guys that are doing similar things in Major League and NBA front offices. That it's all educated, informed, based on algorithms, based on history. And one thing I know that VSiN is going to do is take a much more academic, analytical approach to the whys and wherefores
with
of
the inherent
big-time
risk
gambling.
Of what you don't know as well,
of course.
Because you know the analytics don't know or what the guy was doing the night before,
part of it. That is all part of it. But it also, like you say,
what's not on the injury report.
But here's the thing: they have metrics for LA flu and get into Chicago a day early kind of thing. Like they have the history of what the differences, what point differentials and points scored and shooting percentages are based on everything you know about when a team arrives in a city. And sleep cycles. They're factoring that in, too. They're factoring in travel distances and time and jet lag. So it's
take the fun out of gambling.
Exactly. Exactly. It's not
take a chance out of it.
It's not I got a hunch. The great thing is the chance is still the bounce of the ball. It's still an oblong ball. It's still human beings. So there's always that. I just think it's cool that they're looking at this at a little different level. In North Lake, Dale is on WSCR.
Hey, guys. You make a good team. I enjoy the show now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, first couple of days, not so much, huh?
Nah, you guys are good. You guys are perfect together. One plays off the other. I was listening to you guys talk about the Bulls. I just got off work, and I don't watch the Bulls anymore, and I've been a sports fan since the 60s, guys, and they are just so mediocre, and there's nothing there. There's no excitement. That starts with the top and goes all the way down, and I just won't waste my time watching it anymore. Until they fix this mess, and if you're a real Chicago Bulls fan, it's almost embarrassing to the point.
All right, Dale. Let's get some solutions out here. How do you fix it? What will the Bulls have to do to fix it so that Dale from North Lake will come back?
You need to start at the top and get some real basketball people. Get somebody in that has a proven track record out there.
Now, see, that's the thing, though. The guys that are on the rise right now are the guys who don't have the proven track record, the assistant GMs, who you don't hear a lot about.
Yeah, but if you're inside any type of business, like you're inside broadcasting, you know the people that are smart. You know the people to go after. They just go along and along and along, and then it's after a point where they're not even worth watching. I'm not wasting my time for something like that. Whoever is scouting and what they're doing, blow it up like the Cubs did.
Back up the truck, Dale.
All right, well, you asked Dale for his plan. You got it, right?
Everybody's got a different plan.
We'll talk some NBA with Lionel Hollins, always fun, after 3 o'clock, and Bernstein and Goff on the score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Great leaders are vital to driving success in any organization. At Lake Forest Graduate School of Management, leadership is at the core of their MBA. Through the Leadership MBA, you develop the skills to be an agile leader who advances strategy, innovation, and your organization. Lake Forest Graduate School of Management is Chicago's only business school with a faculty of 100% proven business leaders. These VPs, directors, board members, and entrepreneurs are real-world leaders who practice what they teach. Join them at the Lake Forest Graduate School of Management MBA Open House on February 6th in Schaumburg or on February 9th at their Lake Forest campus and experience the Lake Forest difference. Sit in on a real class and network with current students and alumni. Learn how great leaders change lives with a Lake Forest MBA. Reserve your seat now for February 6th in Schaumburg or February 9th in Lake Forest at lakeforestmba.edu/visit. That's lakeforestmba.edu/visit. Good. It means fine or okay. It checks a box. But at Hyundai, good isn't good enough. Instead, they strive for better. And that's what you'll find available in Hyundai's cars and SUVs. Like technology that doesn't just connect your car to your phone, but allows it to do something new. That's better. Technology that lets you send and have your text messages read aloud and find your destination all at the sound of your voice. So you don't have to look down at your phone, even for a second, because a second is all it takes. At Hyundai, they demand better because you deserve better. It's in everything they do, including America's best warranty and Hyundai Assurance with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and this is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, you can lease a 2017 Elantra for just $129 a month for 36 months with $2,829 due at lease signing. That's right, just $129 a month. Stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com today and see what makes Hyundai better. For more details, call 877-248-1585.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward. At the University of Illinois Springfield, you'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save. With Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
CBS Friday, take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery, it was an execution.
I'm gonna find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you gonna do, you gonna shoot me?
I considered it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS, CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
To talking to him not only about the league but about this recent kerfuffle between LeBron James and Charles Barkley.
Who else doesn't mince words? Master D on the West Side. He's next on the score. What's up, D?
What up, fellas? Jason, dude, what up, dog?
How you doing? I feel like you don't talk to me unless I'm in this time slot. What's happening with you?
Hey, man, look, I'm loyal to the game.
I know that. I know.
So I listen all the time, and I haven't talked to you since you've been back, believe it or not.
I know. Trust me, I know.
And we go back, what, 2000, Arden, Nas, and Jay-Z?
Yeah, it's been a while. You're still wrong.
Congratulations on your success, man. I listen to you every year since you've been on the score, and I've listened to you ascend on this radio station, and I'm proud of you, bro.
Dan, I appreciate that. Really do, man. Thank you, brother.
Hey. I want to talk about this Charles Barkley LeBron thing. I think they both articulated what they meant really poorly, especially Charles Barkley. And I think that the thing that people are missing is that Charles Barkley asked the question whether he wanted to compete for a championship or not, rather than having a team assemble to whether, you know, he's got to be the favorite all the time like he was in Miami. And I think that's his deal. He doesn't want to have a hard road to a championship.
But he wasn't the favorite last year, though, Dan.
But the thing is that look what had to happen for them to win. I mean, there was a bunch of fluky stuff that happened with Draymond getting suspended and whatnot, and that just threw the course of the series off. But he's got the highest payroll in the NBA.
Agreed. I don't think LeBron the GM and LeBron the friend have done LeBron the player any favors this last year or so.
And the thing is that they just got Kyle Korver, one of the greatest three-point shooters of all time. What more does he want?
A playmaker.
I mean, it just doesn't work. With him and Kyrie Irving on the floor at the same time, no one else is going to handle the ball. So a playmaker usually handles the ball.
Well, I think he's talking about a second unit guy. He doesn't like the fact that they're trusting Kay Felder to get them into their stuff with that second unit.
He wants another point guard.
Matthew Dellavedova.
That's all. I just think he wants another point guard. And see, to me, D, the I said the same things about LeBron's level of competitive fire in the initial aftermath of the decision to go to Miami.
Me too.
And I didn't like it, and I just found it uncompetitive and a cop out. But the league changed and times changed and the sport changed and I know better now. Then he changed. He tried out some different personalities. He tried on some different personae. Mm-hmm. And the Cleveland return in and of itself was redemptive, let alone winning the title as improbably as they did. And make no mistake, you can say, hey, you know, Draymond Green this, just like people say, you know, with the Bulls over the Lakers, whether Worthy was hurt or Magic wasn't himself and all that.
Double,
you know what? It's the primary reason why they won is because LeBron James is on their team.
Yeah.
No matter what anything else is there.
Yeah, Kyrie Irving had a terrific game 7, terrific game 6 where they scored 40 apiece, but the mover and the shaker, of course, in this is LeBron James. Now, I don't think that he has done himself any favors because if you look at it, Tristan Thompson is a max player by contract, but he isn't a max player in the NBA, but he's a Rich Paul client. So what he did was he got his boy some money, but it might have tightened, you know, the purse strings of Dan Gilbert and David Griffin. All right, so then you look at J.R. Smith, J.R. Smith's money. He forced their hand there. So I don't think LeBron, the GM, and LeBron, the friend, has done LeBron, the player, many favors, especially this year. Especially this year.
Jerry Westloop, you're on the score.
Hello, Bernstein. I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Hello, Jerry.
I have a comment. I've been calling you for 3 days. Jerry. They finally hooked me through you. I'm going to make a comment about Dwayne Wade and then Charles Barkley, which I think he's a slob. Dwayne Wade, for 14 years, had an impeccable career. 12 all-star appearances, 3 champions, handled guys like Shaq and LeBron. And now, after 40 games, think about this, 40 games, not even 1 year, he's in Chicago and he's a slob. The guy's reputation is tarnished being in Chicago. Is there something wrong with us here in Chicago, Bernstein? You're the only guy that can answer this question. No, seriously.
I don't think he's a slob. I really don't. What's
you had a bad night, Jerry?
He had a tough
night?
But the guy had an impeccable career until he come to Chicago. Remember, it was Derek.
Well, Jerry, he's not the player he used to be, Jerry. He's old and broken down.
How much do you think that this season or last week has tarnished his legacy? That I think that's the greater question. Do you think like he's gone from being one of the greatest shooting guards of all time to last week's comments putting him in the in the realm of the others?
Well, I was listening to the show. And it seemed like people were being so negative. I'm saying, hold on a minute. Wade has been a nice guy. We never caught him on drugs. We never said anything negative about the NBA. I mean, really, he's been an excellent player, an excellent student of the game. He's promoted the game. He's helped the game. The guy played hurt. You guys don't like guys that don't play hurt. Wade used to come out looking like Dick Buckus. Knees wrapped. I thought he'd be out the league by now.
So what you're saying is he took too much flack the last, last 2 months for you.
He's a fast guy.
Okay,
let's get on Barkley. You remember the network got Barkley off of David Stern. David Stern used to be his whipping boy, and they told him, hey, you got to stop beating up on the NBA. I'll tell you what, they showed network game. LeBron is the NBA right now. Let's just be for real. Until he retired, he is the NBA. Barkley is a slob. Always have been a slob. He's a non-winner. Like Shaq say, I got four. Kenny say, I got two. Barkley have zero. He's led nobody nowhere. Well, out of Vegas, he led a $2 million there.
Jerry, all right, good to Jerry. Talk.
All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, Jerry from the West Loop. Jerry cracking himself up, calling everybody a slob. Appreciate you, Jerry. We'll talk to Lionel Hollins.
He's going to sound a lot like that.
Yeah, he's going to sound a lot like Jerry from the West Loop. Your phone calls if you want to jump in the conversation, 312-644-6767. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show right here on 670 The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We're following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss the new reality thriller, Hunted. 18 ordinary people on the run.
We can't stay in one spot.
We gotta get out of here.
They'll try to elude expert hunters.
My team is from the Navy SEALs, the CIA, U.S. Marshals.
We'll find them.
In a high-stakes game of hide and seek.
We are safe as long as we don't make a silly mistake.
My instinct is telling me something ain't feeling right.
Move in.
Let's go.
Hunted. New episode, CBS Wednesday.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
The storks are bringing me a baby brother. We can do this. Together.
All right, let's go.
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What?
Oh, my gosh, you don't know.
I know.
You don't.
Oh, man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No.
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this.
You will rock this.
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool, cool, cool. Very cool, very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? We shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting. The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.